Ramos, he's Eddie Matias, we are from Status, and today we're going to talk about building reactive dApps. So, to talk a little about this, we need to give some context. We are currently working on a dApp called the Teller Network, which is a decentralized P2P fiat to crypto gateway, where users can interact with each other and buy and sell their crypto. And during the development of this dApp, we faced some challenge, being the main challenge, accessing smart contract data. Namely, in the terms of tracking smart contract events and performing event sourcing. So here are some screens where we can see the areas where we need to do some data tracking. For example, in this screen, we need to retrieve all the active and past trades for a specific user and filter them. And this ends up giving us some problems, specifically to syncing the smart contract events, and as well as try to retrieve all the data in case the user refreshes the page. And maybe we can have some lack of reactiveness and need to refresh the data, as well as it is hard to do simple queries, because sometimes we're not using existing data and we need to retrieve the data all over again. So we came up with a simple solution, which is Subspace, an MPA package that is already available. This is a JavaScript library that lets the app developers be able to track events, variables, functions, and balances. It will synchronize all this data into a local database and also resume the loading of the contract events. That means that if the user refreshes the dApp, it will not start from scratch. It will start from the last event that it has synchronized. And it also is built around RxJS observables, meaning that you can have reactive programming.
So to use Subspace, so first we need to require the library, and then we initialize it, giving it a battery provider. And we need to initialize, it's very important to initialize, because it makes sure to start the database, syncs whatever it needs to be synced before starting. Now, if we want to track events, first thing to do is that we need to start to initialize a new contract, and there's two ways to do this. You can either pass it the Web3 contract instance or pass it the API address. And what it will create, it will still be a Web3 contract, but you will have some extra things. Namely that it will have a new method called track. And this method, it will tell Subspace exactly what to track. You can also pass it some filtering options. For instance, in this case, we want to track ratings, but only for a particular buyer, and it will return an observable. Then this observable, it will be a RxJS observable. You can use all the operators available. You can create your own operators. And in this case, we pass an average operator, and then whatever a rating is done, the subscriber will be triggered with the latest average of those ratings. And again, it's important to emphasize that if you use this in the dApp and you refresh the dApp, it's not going to sync all over again. It's going to sync from the last known location, which it's much easier this way. And you can track the properties. So usually we do .call, if you want to use it as a local, which you can still do because it's the same API, but you can do .track and it will kind of return the observable. And you can do the same thing with balances, so you can track the ax balance or ERC20 token balance. And this is framework agnostic, so you can use with a framework du jour, be it React or Angular or whatever framework. Here's just an example with React. So you can use this. I went too fast. You can use this with Redux or without Redux. It's not reinforced for any particular solution. So in this case, we provide a wrapper to help out, and you can use this wrapper to wrap a React component. And what this will do is that it will make the React component recognize the properties that are observables, automatically subscribe to them, so whenever there's something new, it automatically refreshes the component. And then to use this, again, you initialize the subspace contract. And again, this is a very simple example here. We want to track the rating event, and we're just passing a pipe with the min and the maximum for the rating. GraphQL.
We also support integration with GraphQL. We only have to define the resolver, and with this resolver, you need to pass a subspace observable, and after creating the schema, you can start using the GraphQL queries to obtain specific data. And the good thing about using subspace is that each time a new event is generated, the query will be updated automatically, and you will receive the latest data. And so here are some useful links in case you want to learn more about subspace. There is also the documentation where you can find examples of integration with different frameworks. So thank you for your attention.